It's been the biggest tournament yet, held in Qatar, with most of the eight purpose-built World Cup stadiums fully put to the test. Hundreds of thousands of football fans have poured in and out of the arenas in the last few weeks to watch the FIFA Arab Cup, a glimpse of what to expect at next year's World Cup.
Wallah, everyone wants to come. I received many messages for they won't even take a photo inside the stadium.
The efforts that has been done, the investment, the organization, it's something you cannot imagine.
It's better than the Premier League at sometimes.
Behind the scenes, it's all systems go to ensure one of the world's biggest tournaments runs smoothly. From new pitch technology to a newly built metro system, everything is on trial.
The FIFA Arab Cup is being seen as a test to Qatar as to whether it's ready for the World Cup in less than a year. Now, we've been speaking to fans that have been attending this tournament, and overall, their experience has been very positive, but not without its issues.
Ticket availability and a new mandatory fan ID system are some of the problems that cause confusion and delays.
The fan ID should be delivered at home so we can avoid the line and to facilitate to people who's coming outside the country.
Entry to the stadium was hard for me. They didn't let me come in with my medication, and the only entrance to disabled people is at the far end of the stadium.
Qatar's Supreme Committee for Delivery and Legacy says hosting the Arab Cup has been a good opportunity to make improvements ahead of the World Cup and in collaboration with FIFA.
We have completed our constructions and we're focusing more into the fan experience, so we get actually the opportunity of engaging with the public, educating them with some of the new features that we will be introduced in the World Cup. For example, the fan ID. We will be introducing a new version of it, an improved version of it for the public. So everything has been tested. So this was actually one of the biggest tests.
With a population of less than 3 million people, Qatar's security forces aren't used to dealing with large crowds. Double the amount of fans are due to arrive from all over the world for kickoff next year, which is exactly why Qatar has signed agreements earlier this week for Turkey and Kenya to send thousands of security personnel to assist. Other countries will also be helping out too.
Are you ready now?
It's taken more than a decade to prepare for the World Cup, and Qatar's getting closer towards the finishing touches and even closer to hosting the biggest sporting event the region will ever have seen. Sara Khairat, Al Jazeera, Doha.